It's a hot, muggy day at Port City Brewery in Old Town Alexandria, just a stone's throw from Washington, D.C. But the heat does not slow down Brandon Attilis, a college student who spends his summer working for extra cash. The money will come in handy when he's away at college, renting a house with two of his friends.
My parents are paying the cost of the house, but I'm paying the utilities. So between the two, it's still less expensive than having actually living in the dorms.
Brandon has a lot going for him. He has a good work ethic, brains, and his college tuition prepaid.
We took care of 4 years of college education for less than a year costs in today's market.
Chris Attilis, Brandon's mom, says she and her husband began saving money for college tuition shortly after each of their children were born. But most college students today are not as lucky.
Our nation's combined student loan debt has now hit $1 trillion.
Andrew Ross's new documentary, Ivory Tower, shows American college students drowning in debt.
If I do ever have kids, I get private loans, they'll be directly passed to them, even if I die. It's a nightmare.
We see that college tuition has increased by about 1,100% since 1978 to today.
That's due to many factors, including less government support for higher education because of tighter budgets. Once students graduate, Rossi says half are either unemployed or underemployed. His documentary shows that the tough job market does not deter colleges from hiking tuition fees.
There are certainly those who would argue that certain Ivy League schools have a brand associated with them that might be worth paying a premium for.
In their effort to entice students and to raise their prestige, colleges build impressive campuses and students end up paying for those construction costs. Chris Attilis experienced this firsthand when she visited campuses with Brandon.
They put on a good show, and walking through, looking at the granite sinks in the bathrooms and the private, thinking, this is not what it looks like when I went to school. And we had a conversation, said, we're paying to send you to a country club.
According to Ivory Tower, many students choose not to get a college education because of the unsustainable costs. Some try online education, but Brandon notes that is not for everyone.
You have to be a real hard worker. You have to really want it.
Brandon is thankful he's getting an education without going into debt. He feels life is already like an assembly line where he has to tackle everything coming his way. Getting a business degree, building up job experience to have an impressive resume, so that one day, he hopes, he can have a career and a family without the staggering debt from the ivory towers of higher education. Penelope Kulu, VOA News, Washington.